that's too far. The statement can elicit a lot of feelings. It can be a statement of fear going further in a situation or season. It can be a statement of warning. You're coming too close. Please don't fight me on this. It can be a threat. When we are asked to do something that goes against our morals or feelings or our gut, etc. That's too far can also be a statement of shaming people for their behavior that isn't in line with our own and many other negative motivated feelings. That's too far, though, I think, should be a foundational statement to being aware of ourselves and those around us. Let's talk about that on this journey. Welcome to Anything Goes, a journey home, a place to find hope, encouragement, inspiration, and motivation to do the same on your journeys wherever they may take you. I'm your host, Andrew Geist. Going too far isn't inherently evil. In fact, some might say we don't go far enough to end things like poverty. But by the same stretch, we don't go far enough to spread the gospel, live like the apostles, and die for the sake of Christ, especially for those of us in Christian-friendly countries. I've also found in my life, though, that as a man, father, and husband, a Christian, I can go too far and dramatically impact my family both positively and negatively. Which is why I feel that we should take ownership of these words, that's too far, and make them a mantra for a heightened state of awareness in our relationships. Now, frankly, going too far can encompass the entire existence of humanity. Every demographic, every race, color, creed, and gender we could cover in this podcast, but I do not have that much time. And I have a very limited scope and perspective on those things. And if I was to share on those things, I imagine there would be massive backlash from everybody on the internet for everything I have to say, because all of you are listening to me, obviously. But instead, what I'd like to do is I'd like to talk about my own personal journey, and I've shared this before. This show is not about airing grievances. This show has never been about anybody else except for myself and my journey, and that's why I do it this way. So going too far as a father, let me share some examples, especially going that far or going too far and the negative consequences that it can have. Let's take my son. My son could spill something on the table, and I could immediately react and yell and bite his head off. But that's going too far in a negative context, because the reality is that by doing so, the consequences of that are he does not feel safe around me, because I have overreacted to a very simple mistake. But the same could be said if he drew on the wall. He may not be doing it deliberately, but me reacting that way could have the consequences of him not trusting me and not feeling safe around me. The other thing that can also happen is even if I was to correct him and he was to deliberately disobey, I could in fact go too far and immediately dole out consequences without first explaining to him why he's receiving those consequences. Now, mind you, my son is 4. And the truth is that he isn't quite at the level of being able to comprehend every word that's coming out of my mouth. So I can't always reason with him through a particular set of obedience versus disobedience. I can just simply teach him more carnal principles of being obedient and disobedient. And then hoping that he understands that by me showing him why it's okay and not okay to do certain things within the house, or with his mother, or with his sister. But I can go too far in that regards with my son. The same could be said about my daughter. If she comes to me asking for something, or wanting to spend time with me, or wanting to sit on my lap, and my immediate reaction is, oh, what an inconvenience. Mind you, my daughter is 1. And if I use big fancy words of, I don't have time for you, child, you're too much, she doesn't understand me. But I'm going too far in the relationship in a negative context because now my daughter believes I don't have any value for her and that what I'm doing in that moment, i.e. perhaps just scrolling on my phone, is more important than her. Now, granted, there are things in my life that are more important than my daughter and my son. But the reality is that's not always the case. When my time is theirs, it's theirs. When it's not theirs, I set proper boundaries with my children for that reason. But I can go too far by simply reacting negatively to their request or their need or their behavior by overreacting and immediately handing out consequences or immediately saying, I have no time for you, and disregarding their feelings. And yes, I am their father, and yes, they follow my instructions, and yes, they respect me, and yes, they listen, but they are still children. And as such, I can't simply treat them as adults like I would like them to be. Understanding every word that I'm saying, following my reasoning, following my logic, that doesn't always happen. So I have to be very intentional on when I'm going too far in the negative context as a father. I can also go too far as a husband, almost in similar fashion. If I simply react to my wife as her being an inconvenience for wanting something from me, be it affection, be it financial or advice, or just a listening ear, then yeah, I've gone too far because I've devalued her as a human being and as my spouse. She simply wants to be there and connect with me. I can go too far by even reacting to her mistakes or her behaviors by going down the path that some men have chosen to do over the course of history and be abusive. But that comes with great consequences to the person that you're with. People who have suffered at the hands of abusers often carry those scars for the remainder of their life, and they negatively impact every relationship they have going forward from that traumatic experience. In the same breath, I can also neglect my wife. I can neglect her needs. I can not value her as a part of my life, and I can treat her as an inconvenience as I would my son and my daughter. That is also a way of going too far in a negative context with negative consequences to her and to me because it creates a divide in our marriage. Other things that men have done over the course of their lives as husbands is to seek other relationships, to seek addictions, to seek this, that, and the other thing, and it's going too far and neglecting the relationship for the sake of the pursuit of a short stint of happiness, rather than perhaps doing the hard work of marriage and relationship with their spouse. I can also go too far as a man. As a man, I can pick fights, I can overreact, I can run people off the road, I can rear-end people who cut me off, I can go about and yell at every person that is walking through the street errantly or jaywalking, I can yell at police officers for not doing their job, a whole host of going too far that ultimately have a lot of consequences, and none of them good, and none of them benefiting the world on the whole, nor creating a better world for me and my wife and my kids to live in. I can go too far as a Christian. I can not show love to somebody who needs love when they are asking for love. I can go too far by casting judgment and aspersions on people based off of my personal convictions that these other people don't share with me. I can shame someone into feeling bad for a decision that they've made because something about the decision they made was so ungodly. Yet the reality is I've completely neglected the fact that I was not there when the decision was made. I was not them, nor am I them, and I am not where they are in their spiritual journey. And instead, I would much rather hold on to my pious self-righteousness and make a person feel bad, whether through joking or bullying or pointing out unchristian things about whatever the case may be or whatever the decision might be, for the sake of a laugh. and perhaps not building a person up or simply just encouraging and being encouraging to a person, even though we may be uncomfortable with some of the things that we see and the decisions we see other Christians make in our lives. Being in relationship with each other, whether as a father, as a husband, as a man, as a Christian, it's difficult. It is challenging. And we can go too far, and I have gone too far in many of those instances. I have judged people. I have joked about people. I have made fun of people for, as Christians, spending money on Starbucks because Starbucks supports unchristian values. I have poked fun at and made jokes at the expense of other people's decision makings as Christians that I certainly would never make because I'm a godly man. Is that building up another fellow Christian? Is that building up the body of believers? I don't know. I tend to think that since God says that we will be held accountable for every word that exits our mouth, especially for me as a leader in the Christian community, it comes with too high a price for me to even joke at that expense. But have I? Of course I have, because I'm not perfect. Have I gone too far with my wife? Yes, I have. Have I gone too far with my kids? I have. Have I gone too far as a man with other people just in the world in general? I have. And am I disappointed with myself? Yeah. Do I think God is as well? Yes. Do I think God's surprised by it? No. Us sin, right? But there are things that you can go too far that are positive. Me going too far as a father can be intentionally saying no to certain things in my life at certain times of my life to give specific and intentional attention to my children. Me going too far is holding my kids accountable to the values that I choose to live out and that I hold dear in my life. Going too far as a husband can be the same thing. Intentionally and consciously choosing to spend time with my wife, to hear her, to listen to her needs, to talk to her, to relate to her. These are all ways that I can and should go too far and go out of my way to accomplish. As a man, I can go too far by actually being what Jesus said in the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the meek. And blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. These are ways that I can go too far in the world by showing love to someone. I.e., perhaps not jumping down someone's throat for cutting me off. I.e., not dealing with and or addressing people in a positive or uplifting way or an encouraging way. I can go too far in a Christian sense. As I said earlier, going out of my way to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with someone who needs to hear it. Not being afraid of dying for the sake of Christ, not being afraid of death in general, but seizing every moment and every opportunity that God lays before me to show the love of Christ to someone who needs it. I can go too far in a positive way for those things. Being aware isn't simply knowing that we've gone too far in a negative or positive way, but actually it's asking the question, is this worth risking the relationship? Believe me, if it's for telling the gospel, it's always worth the risk if someone might be saved. Yet, while living our faith in relationships and as we mature at different rates in our walks, we may actually need to ask ourselves, is this something I'm about to say or do going to go too far with this person? I.e., is it going to tear them down? Is it going to make them feel ashamed of themselves? Because the Bible says there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And if we are all believers, and if we sit across the table from believers, and something we might say might actually make them feel ashamed and condemned, are we actually living out that verse? Now, don't get me wrong. we should call sin, sin. But we are no judges. Only Jesus and God are the judge of sin. So we need to take a second and again ask the question, is what I'm about to say or do going to go too far with this person that I'm in a relationship with? Believe me, this is a difficult skill to master. James 3 talks a lot about the challenges of biting our tongues. Let me give you some highlights, and I encourage you to read this chapter of James 3. It says, "Look at ships also, though they are so large and are driven by strong winds. They are guided by a very small rudder, wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell." Then James talks about how we have tamed every creature on the land or sea. And then he says, "But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and our Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers and sisters, these things ought not to be so." Galatians 5:13 through 15, after Paul has chastised the Galatian church for allowing false teachers to assert that circumcision was the only way to know whether a person was truly saved and a follower of Christ, he simply reminds them, "For you were called to freedom, brothers, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus said that, by the way, you know, the Son of God. But then Paul concludes by saying, "But if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another." Paul finishes chapter 5 talking about walking in the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit. It's a great read, and I encourage you to read James 3 and Galatians 5. So God's word is very clear to us. As men, as husbands, as fathers, how we use our tongue is everything. And more than that, it's our tongue that ultimately, the words that we say, the words that are coming out of our mouths, that ultimately lead to destruction and can cause us to either go too far in a negative way, or it can help us to go in a positive way. The question really is, which direction would we like to go? Are we willing to heighten our state of awareness, and are we willing to take ownership of the phrase, "That's too far," and use it as a mantra for our lives of raising our awareness for our relationships and the people around us who are affected by our actions, our words, that perhaps go too far? I want you to do something. I want you to think of a time that you've gone too far and the outcome was not good. Reflect on that moment and ask yourself a couple of questions. How did I go too far? How did the other person respond when I went too far? And what was the consequence of me going too far? Now let's flip it on its head. Same question and same set of questions, but think of a moment when you went too far and the consequence and the outcome was positive. Again, how did you go too far? How was the other person impacted by you going too far? And what was the result of you going too far in a positive way? Take a time this week to reflect on those two ideas and how they've impacted your life on the whole, and then submit those to God and ask God to give you a heightened state of awareness of when you go too far in the positive and in the negative, but more specifically to just give you an awareness about all of that and what you do and say that can negatively impact or positively impact the relationships that you have in your life. Thanks for listening to the podcast today, for liking and sharing. If you're watching on YouTube or listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you can get the notification every time I take a journey home. If you'd like to support the podcast, there's a link below and in the show notes. You can find all previous season and episodes for this season at ajourneyhome.blog and connect with me at aguysproduction.com or through the socials below and in the show notes. Be kind to each other, show faith, love, and hope to those who need it. Have a great week. I'm going home.